Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 12, the Nityananda Mahima, the glories of Lord Nityananda, as related by Srila Vedavyas Vrindavan Das Thakur, chapter 12 of Madhya Kanda. Yesterday we heard some of the very beautiful qualities of Lord Nityananda. Prita, it says, Prita Madhura Sambhasha. He spoke very sweetly, full of love, full of Chaitanya Prem, Gauranga Prem. His heart was swirling in different waves of ecstatic prema for Lord Gauranga. And when he would speak, all these bhavas and feelings would come in his voice. And he was always dancing and singing, playing musical instruments, and laughing. Kevalananda Kanda. It's a joyful process. One day Prabhupada is saying that a disciple asks Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, if a devotee in Krishna consciousness movement, if he is morose, morose means dejected, long face, appearing unhappy, then what does that mean? And Prabhupada said, if someone is morose, it means he's not Krishna conscious. He's not Krishna conscious. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan. Ananda Kanda Bhagavat. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan, Ananda Kanda Bhakta. The Prabhupada said, if he's morose, then that means he's not Krishna conscious. If he's conscious of Krishna, his best friend, his guardian, his well-wisher, who's always with him, then there's no reason not to be happy. People are unhappy for the want of a friend. People are unhappy for want of protection. People are unhappy for want of maintenance or having an affectionate guardian. But Krishna is all of these. He's affectionate guardian. He's the nourisher and maintainer, best friend. Sridam sarvabhutanam ridishaduni tishtati. He says, Sridam sarvabhutanam, I'm everyone's friend. It's a very interesting verse from Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna's telling it, Prabhupada said this is the peace formula. Chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 29. Bhoktaram yagatavasam sarvalokamaheshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvam mam shantam richati. Shantam, shanti, peacefulness. So this verse is very interesting. Because on one level Krishna is saying, I am God, I'm the Bhoktaram yagatavasam. I'm the goal of all austerities and all tapasya. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I'm Jagannath, Jagadish. I control the whole universe. All the planets. I'm the Maheshwaram. Sarvaloka. All the different lokas. Goloka, Burloka, Bhuvarloka, Swargaloka. All the lokas. I am the Maheshwar. I'm the controller. So that's a very grand, grandiose, majestic concept of God. He's way out there. But then he says, Arjuna, that is one level, but there's another level. There's the personal level. I'm your best friend. He says, Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Suridam. Suridam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is saying, I am the best friend of every living entity. So it's very interesting. If you have, imagine you work in a factory. You're a factory worker and there's 5,000 people working in that steel factory. Then there's the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, or the MD, the Managing Director, the owner. So everyone in the factory, they know he's the boss, he gives us the paycheck, he's maintaining us, we're working very hard. But how many people can say he's my best friend? I'm best friends with the owner of this factory. Hardly. Hardly any one of the workers can say that he's the best friend with the managing director. But Krishna, in this verse 529, he says, I'm managing the entire universe. I'm such a big, big person, so powerful, so expansive and unlimited. But yet, I'm your heartly friend. I'm your heart-to-heart friend. I'm the friend of all living entities, the dearmost, Surit. Surit means very heartly or heart. Heartfelt friend. It's a very interesting verse if you study the commentaries. on this verse from Gita 5:29, the Acharyas are saying that this is again this interplay of Aishwarya and Madhurya. The grand Aishwarya power, the power aspect of the Lord, and the love aspect. Madhurya means sweetness, charm, beauty. Because everyone knows that beauty is more powerful than power. Love is more powerful than power. The greatest power is love. You may have so many armies and so much wealth and so much influence and so much physical strength, but you'll risk it all away for love. Like Caesar fell in love with the queen of Egypt, Cleopatra or something, princess, whatever. So he risked his armies, he went to war, everything. There's no greater power than the power of love. That's why Krishna represents the love power. Vishnu represents the vibhuti shakti, the power of sheer opulence, just power for power's sake, the controller, the creator, the maintainer. But even Lakshmi Devi, she's not that impressed. His own divine consort, his most intimate associate, is attracted to Krishna because of love power. Madhurya is more attractive than Aishwarya. So in this verse 5:29, we have the Aishwarya aspect. Krishna's yaga, bhoktaram, yagatapasam, Sarvalokamaheshram, that's all Aishwarya, the Vishnu aspect. But then we have the Madhurya, the sweetness, the intimate, the friendly, intimate aspect. Near and dear, my near and dear one, my heartly friend, Sridam Sarvabhutanam. Krishna is a heartly friend of everyone. Because this is the whole undercurrent of Bhagavad Gita, is that Arjuna is the Priya Sakha, Priyosime Saketi, Priyosime. So you're my dear, you're dear, you're my Priya Jana, my Priya Sakha. You're very dear to me and you're my Saketi, you're my friend. But yet I'm showing you Visharup. I'm showing you Visharup Darshan. And what does Arjuna say? Oh, too much power, too grand, too magnificent, too awesome, too fearsome. I'm afraid. Please show your sweet form, your two-armed form, the sweet form, human-like form. This form with thousands and thousands of arms and thousands of mouths, it's too awesome, it's too grand, too much Aishwarya. Aishriyasya samagrasya viryasya yashashashriya. I just want my friend Krishna. So this is a sweet aspect. So here in Nityananda, he's showing us sweetness. Singing, dancing, laughing. Interesting description in one Puran about Arjuna. Maybe it's in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, I can't remember. Maybe it's Brihad Bhagavatamrita. But Narada Muni, he goes to visit Krishna in Dwarka, Dwarka Leela. And when he gets there, he meets Daruka, Krishna's Sarati, chariot driver. He said, Where is my Lord? Where is Lord Dwarkadish? He said, He's resting. He's resting upstairs in his bedroom with Arjuna. So Narada Muni, he goes upstairs and enters the master bedroom of Dwarkadish. There's a very large bed there. Crystal, it's made of crystal and it's beautiful. Bedposts, brass or golden bedposts, there's a canopy over the bed and rows of pearls hanging from the canopy. Very, very beautiful, ornate bed. Very luxurious, wide and long. So Krishna is lying there on the bed, he's sleeping. And Arjuna is also on the same bed. But the interesting arrangement is that Krishna is lying like this and he's holding Krishna's holding on his chest, right near his face, he's holding the 2 feet of Arjuna. Arjuna's head is here, Krishna's head is here. Arjuna's feet are here, just under Krishna's chin, on his chest. Here's Arjuna's feet, like this. Now, on Arjuna's side, Arjuna is lying there and he's holding the feet of Krishna on his chest, just under his chin, like this. And they're both sound asleep. Krishna is sleeping with Arjuna's feet on his chest, and Arjuna is sleeping with Krishna's feet on his chest. Now, standing beside the bed, beside Krishna, is Rukmini. Rukmini has a chamara fan. She's doing chamara seva, chamara. Right, cooling the Lord and keeping the mucky away, keeping the flies away. Now, standing opposite the side of Arjuna is Draupadi. And Draupadi is fanning with chamara. Very, very beautiful scene. Wonderful scene. Conveys so much love. How much love the Lord has for His devotee, for His sakha. Priyosime, His saketi. His dear friend Arjuna. But that's not all. Narada came in the room and Narada saw this amazing scene. Krishna here with holding Arjuna's feet, Arjuna holding Krishna's feet. All these different rasas and anubhavas, everything going on simultaneously. The wives are serving. And there's Madhurya ras, and there's Dasya ras, and there's Sakya ras, all mixing up. Most amazing thing was that as Krishna was lying there holding the feet of Arjuna on his chest in Dwarka, coming out of Krishna's body, from every pore of his body, his arms, his chest, there was a sound vibration emanating. There was a mantra. Krishna's entire body was vibrating a mantra, a two-syllable mantra. Arjun, 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 Arjun. And Arjun, who was holding Krishna's feet to his chest, his every pore of his body, front and back, was vibrating a two-syllable mantra. You can imagine what that mantra is. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Narada Muni saw this and he said, wow, amazing. Bapuri bap. Chamatkar, amazing, inconceivable. So this is the love, the sweetness, how the sweetness is much greater than the Virata Rup. And so Arjuna, because Arjuna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, he's saying, Krishna, now that you've shown me this powerful Aishvarya form, this opulent, powerful, omnipotent form of God, the generator, the operator, the destroyer, G-O-D, I'm shuddering in fear and I feel so embarrassed. Please forgive me. Sometimes we ate food together. Sometimes we slept on the same bed together. So when they were sleeping on the same bed together, it was like this, as I described. Feet to head, head to feet, and whole body chanting. But this was a sweetness, because when the Aishvarya comes, the sweetness retracts. And when the sweetness increases, the Aishvarya retracts. So this Nityananda Prabhu is showing us his wonderful pastimes here. So now this is text 5. Swananu bhavanande chane karina hunkar shunile apurva puti janmaye sabhar. Sometimes Nittai roared loudly out of his own ecstasy. Hunkar. Hearing his roar, everyone became struck with wonder. Shunile apurva puti janmaye sabhar. Varshate gange deu kumbire veshtita tahate pashaye tilardeka nahibita. During the rainy season, the waves of the Ganga were full of crocodiles. What do they call them? Makardwaj? What do they call it? Crocodile? Makardwaj or something? In Hindi, they call it Makardwaj? Was it? Makarmach? Magaramach. Magaramach. So Ganga, during rainy season, Ganga was full of crocodiles. Yet Nityananda fearlessly floated on those waters. We were saying the other day that later, when Nityananda was engaged in preaching, and his preaching partner was Haridas Thakur, we were telling the other day, Haridas went and complained to Gauranga. He said, well, this preaching partner you sent me with is most unpredictable. He's a little bit like crazy. We're walking along the banks of the Ganga and suddenly jumps in and starts grabbing the alligators, holding onto their tail and going for a ride in the Ganga. And everyone's on the shore, ha, ha, Nitai, Nitai, hey Bhagavan, save him, Gorbachev, Gorbachev, save him, save him. So he causes us so much trepidation, so much anxiety by his antics. So very difficult to go preaching with such a partner as Nityananda. So this is a complaint. So here's the pastime that he would enjoy this. Nityananda fearlessly floated in those waters. So he was not afraid for even half a moment. Bengali is a very interesting phrase. Like we say in English, the blink of an eye. Like someone says, oh, just wait right here. I'll be back in the blink of an eye. Means very taratari, very fast, fatafat. I'll be back in the blink of an eye. But in Bengali they say tila ardeka, tila ardeka. Arda means half, and tila means sesame seed. Because sesame seed is a very small object, very tiny, you know, the tilka bij, very small. This is what we call sesame seed, tilka bij. And then half of that is even smaller. So Vrindavanas Thakur is using this poetic phrase. It's very common in Chaitanya Mangal and Chaitanya Bhagavat. Tilardeka means half. Nityananda wasn't afraid for sesame seed. That's like, in other words, not even for a split second. We say in English, a split second. You take a second and split it in half. So this is a very poetic way, tilardeka. He was not afraid to play in the waters with the crocodiles. Of course, we don't advise anyone to imitate the pastimes of the Lord. There's imitation, following the footsteps. We may play in the Ganga and with our friends and have jalkeli or water splashing fights like Lord Chaitanya had in Puri and also here in Narendra Sarovara with his associates. But if there's crocodiles there, then I wouldn't advise anyone to follow the footsteps of Lord Nityananda and fearlessly go and play with the crocodiles, unless you want to fearlessly become their lunch. You can offer yourself to them. Sarvaloka deki dari kare hai hai Tarapi basena hasi Nityananda Rai. So when everyone was seeing him floating amongst the crocodiles, they became frightened, and everyone standing on the bank was yelling, exclaiming, alas, alas, hi, hi. But Nityananda smiled and continued to float on the waters with his friendly crocodiles. Right? He felt right at home with the crocodiles. He didn't have any fear. Because on one level, of course, Nityananda is also Shirdakshai Vishnu. Right? Balaram expands as Purushavatars. So inside the heart of the crocodile, he's already there. Nityananda is there as the super soul. So he knows he's there as a super soul. The super soul is directing the living entity, the wanderings of the living entity according to his karma. He's saying, do this, do that. He's reminding us and arranging everything. We may have forgotten something, but the super soul hasn't. So he's confident that everything's under control. Everything's under his control or Bhagavan's control. Anantara bhavi prabhu basena gangai nabhujiya sarvaloka kari hai hai. Nityananda floated in the Ganga in the mood of Ananta, not understanding his glories. Everyone lamented, alas, alas. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's purport. Lord Ananta eternally lies down in the causal ocean. In the same mood, Nityananda floated in the Ganga by the way of swimming. Those who did not know his glories became filled with anxiety. So in other words, those people in Navadvip or Mayapur who thought Nityananda was just one of them or an ordinary person, they were fearful, they were afraid because they didn't know the transcendental identity of Nityananda. But others, the devotees, those at Advaitacharya and others, they were not disturbed, they were not afraid. It's all part of the Lord's Leela, His pastimes. Anande murchitava hayena konchan tinachari divaseo na haya chetan. Sometimes Nitya lost consciousness due to ecstatic love and did not regain consciousness even after 3 or 4 days. Listen, he was unconscious. So, it's an interesting point. I don't know. I think Jayavataka Swami, when he first was sick, I think it was 3 or 4 days, he was unconscious. Is it? Then, how many? 4 days. Because I was following on internet the progress, but I didn't see in the beginning. I remember somewhere I was reading somewhere they said he was unconscious for 4 days. And so, he had lost consciousness for 4 days. Maybe he was absorbed in Nityananda's Leela. Who can understand? Vaishnavara Kriya Mudra. And it's very difficult to understand the movements of the Vaishnava. Only Krishna knows the movements, and he's controlling the movements of these pure devotees. But sometimes he lost consciousness due to ecstatic love and did not regain consciousness even after teen chadi, 3 or 4 days. Being absorbed in ecstatic love for Krishna, Nityananda sometimes did not manifest external consciousness for 4 days. Once, Gaura Govinda Swami was here in Mayapur in a kirtan. I believe it was Mayapur. And there was an ecstatic kirtan. Maybe he was leading the kirtan. I don't know. This is back in 77, 6 or something. I don't know. 76. Excuse me? No, this is long, long before that. In 96 he left. But in way before, like 77, 78, somewhere, Gaura Govinda Swami. And then he fainted. And then they called in some doctors and they thought, oh, what's wrong? He just fainted in the temple room. He fainted in the kirtan. And they thought he was some maybe heart attack or some difficulty. So they called in some doctors and they said, somehow he's unconscious. And then Srila Prabhupada's godbrother was here. Any of the disciples of Gaura Govinda Swami, they know, and also Prabhupada's disciples. And Srila Nitya Lila Pravishta, Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji, who was a disciple of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he, because they brought Gaura Govinda Swami to his room and he was still like unconscious, like in coma. And then everyone was worried. And doctors couldn't find any malady or any problem. And Akinchana Krishnadas, he came and he looked and he did some type of examining or something. And he said, oh, don't anyone worry. There's no disease here, no problem. This is just Bhava Vesh. Gaura Govinda Swami, he's experiencing some symptoms of Bhav. It's called Pralaya. It's the 8th symptom of Sattvic Bhav. Pralaya means devastation. So usually we don't get devastated, we don't die. The devotee just faints or goes unconscious. It's called Murchita. Murchita. He falls unconscious. Because Pralaya means destruction. So the eighth symptom of Sattvic Bhav is actually death. Sometimes it's described as death. But usually the devotee just faints. Because death is not very conducive for service, generally. So he said, don't worry, it's only Bhav. So who can understand? This is one very special experience that was displayed by Gaura Govinda Swami and confirmed by elevated Vaishnava, Akinchana Krishnadas. So who knows? We can only know when Krishna reveals or Guru reveals about the actual situation. Ematara kata achintya katan ananta moke tenari karite varnan. In this way, Nityananda performed many other inconceivable pastimes. I could not describe them all, Even if I possessed unlimited mouths, Anantamukha. Daiva ekadina jata prabhuvasyache ailena nityananda ishvarera kache. By providence, one day Nityananda came before Lord Vishambhar while Lord Vishambhar was sitting. This is a recurring pastime of Nityananda. Balya bhave digambara hasya shri vadane sarvada ananda dhara vahe shri nayane. In the mode of a child, balya bhav, Nityananda, again, digambara. This is about the third time in two chapters, third or fourth time that we're meeting Nityananda with no clothes, digambara. In the mood of a child, he threw away his clothes, as children often do. I don't know about an ISKCON. ISKCON's pretty proper, I suppose. But I live in a village. I live in a small village in Radhakund, in a little dead-end street. And it's about, well, we sometimes Delhi people come and bring boxes of sweets, and we offer the Girish and give out sweets. So that's how we tell the census. The census means the population, the number of children. So our Chokidar yells out, Bog, Bog. Bog means prasadam in Brijbasi language. You say Bog because they really enjoy it. And Bog means enjoyment. So they say, Bog, Bog, Thakurji, Bog. And they all come. And there's one house, a very small house, but all of a sudden 10 kids come running out of that house. So when all the kids assemble, it's about 60 children. And half of them are naked, or some have one shirt on or pants on and no shirt. And during the day, you'll see the kids will be on the street and they'll just throw their shirt off on the street somewhere. Because there's no cars go up and down the street. It's like a dead-end street. It's like a private street almost. And the children, I'm too hot. they throw off. And then when they go swimming in Radhakund, they just leave their clothes there and they swim naked. Nagna bhavas. So it's very much quite the habit of children that are completely in, that's their subhav as babies and children. This balya bhav, they just throw all their clothes off. And nobody really minds. That's their freedom, that's their innocence. So this is Mayapur. Mayapur is a small village. You could imagine 500 years ago, there's only a few houses of Brahmins here and there and some small thatched houses of the Goshas and whatnot, and the cows and fields everywhere, like now. And Nityananda's in this mood, it's too hot. Because, if it's hot, you take all your clothes off, you feel cool. But it's not recommended because of morality and social mores. We have to dress in certain dress code. But he had no clothes, and he was constantly smiling, and tears of love were flowing from his eyes. Anandadhara vahe shinayan. Niravari e bali karina hunkar. Mora prabhu nimai pondit nadijar. Nityananda roared loudly and repeatedly proclaimed, Nimai pandit of Nadi is my lord. Mora prabhu nimai pondit nadia. Nadia. So there you have it again. We were discussing earlier about this concept of mamta bhav. Or mamata. Mamata or mamta? Possession. Feeling of possessiveness towards the Lord. Mora Pranath. Mora Raghunath. Mora Krishna's Kaviraj. Where is my Krishna's Kaviraj? Where is my Srup Dhamadar? Jayananilo Premadana. Mora Krishna's Kaviraj. So here, Nityananda is saying, my Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Nimai Pandit. This is Mora Prabhu. Mora Prabhu Nimai Pandit. My Prabhu. You have your Prabhu, I have my Prabhu. You have your Chaitanya, I have my Chaitanya. You have your Nimai Pandit, I have my Nimai Pandit. You have your Thakurji, Nitai Gaurasundar, I have Nitai, Nitai Padakamalam or whatever. We have different names. So this Mamta, even Nitai has Mamta for Lord Chaitanya. Hase Prabhu Dekitana, Murti Degambar. Mahajyotir Mayatanu Dekite Sundar. On seeing Nityananda without any clothes on, Vishambhar laughed. Must be quite a funny sight, actually. The beautiful body of Nityananda was full of effulgence. Mahajyoti. Mahajyotirmaya. Tanu. Tanu means body. Dekhiti Sundar. So Vishambhar is observing the beautiful body, all aspects, every limb exposed, his chest, his arms, his legs, thighs, everything. And his whole body was emitting beautiful, this jyoti, effulgence. Mahajyotirmaya. So Vishambhar laughed because it's funny. It's funny to see a grown man appear naked in the middle of your house. Imagine you're sitting in your house and your friend comes over with no clothes on. I mean, Nityananda was his like brother, like his like Vishwarup is like elder brother, like his best friend. And then he walks in the house, Jai Nimai, Jai Nimai, Jai Nitai, right? Nitai comes into Vishwamura's house, Jai Nimai. Then Nimai says, oh, Jai Nitai. What are you doing? What are you doing, Digambara? Hey, Digambara Baba. Like in Vrindavan, the Brijvasis, whoever you are, that you become Baba. So there was one Punjabi, very rare, of course, very, very rare for a Punjabi person to become a Babaji. But somehow, about 40 years ago, a Punjabi came to Radhakund. He left his family, he was older, and he took up this Gaudiya Vaishnavism, became initiated by some devotee there, Gaudiya Vaishnav. And he took this Babaji Vesh, this Nirjan Bhajan. So he became famous as Punjabi Baba, because he's like the one and only. There's nobody in Radhakund or Vrindavan called Bengali Baba. UP Baba. There's so many thousands of Babas that are all Bengalis and UPs or whatever, UP persons. But Punjabi Baba? Very, very rare. See, so rare that when he died, they made a samadhi, his samadhi, and it's right next to Raghunath Das Goswami's in the same courtyard at Shamakund side, near Krishna's Kaviraj's Bhajan Kutir and Radhakund. And on that, in Hindi, it says, the samadhi of Punjabi Baba. So everybody becomes Baba. When we were living in Prabhupada's rooms from 1989 to 1992 and doing seva there, we used to regularly give out para prasad, offered to Giriraj, just to do seva, Brijvasi seva, give them prasad, because the Parikrama Marga is there, sit on Prabhupada's veranda, and to express the goodwill of Srila Prabhupada and ISKCON and ourselves. And we gave out this prasad, sometimes 10 kilos, sitting and giving out 10 kilos, 15, 20, and people would donate. So after some time, no one knew my name, but they gave me a name, Ungrazed Baba. I became Ungrazed Baba. Or if you grow a big beard, then they call you Dadiwala or Dadi Baba. Dadi Baba. Dadi means beard. So they have a very informal way of addressing everyone. So you can imagine, maybe Nimai would say, hey, Digambar Baba. Digambar Baba, Nitai. Because he's regularly displaying his birthday suit, as they say, his Digambara form. So at first, Nimai, he smiled, he was laughing, and then he was appreciating also. Oh, so beautiful. Just like the Pujaris, when they have, when they do Abhishek, or anyone, but when they do Abhishek, when you see the Lord, when you see Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda with all their clothes on, or Shamsundar, okay, you appreciate the beauty of their moon-like face and their powerful prabhav, their influence in the overall feature. But the pujaris, when they actually dress the Lord and rub ghee on the body of the Lord and they see how effulgent they are, like Radha Madhava or Radha Shamsundar, then they see the full form of the Lord. And definitely so beautiful. So Lord Chaitanya was remarking that he was laughing at first to see Digambara Baba, Nitai, but then he was appreciating, he's saying, oh, Sundar. He says, every limb he's saying, Mahajyotirmaya Tanu Dekite Sundar. Tanu Dekite Sundar. Tanu Sundar. His body, Nittai's body, his form is so beautiful because you can see every aspect. You can see his hands, his arms, elbows, shoulders, chest, waist, everything you can see. And it's not only beautiful, but effulgent. Mahajyotir. So Lord Chaitanya is appreciating that. He's laughing at a funny sight, but then he's also appreciating. And now he responds.
Ate vyate prabhu nija, mastakaravas paraiya tuli tuilena. Tatapiyahas. Vishambar hurriedly took the cloth from his own head and put it on Nityananda, who simply laughed. And purport. Whenever Nityananda would take off his clothes out of ecstasy, Mahaprabhu would cover Nityananda's body with the cloth that the Lord tied on his own head. By this action of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda smiled and expressed his childish nature. It's very interesting that in Krishna Leela, Nittai, of course, appears as Balaram. And Nimai is Krishna. Of course, Radha also. But in the relationship between Krishna and Balaram, Balaram is Dhauji. Dhauji means elder brother. So in the relationship, Mother Yashoda, she often asks Balaram, she says, please look after your younger brother. Protect him from all sides. Gobata, Mandali Bhadra, Vajrasen, these are older cowboys. And Balaram, you protect him from all sides. Don't let any demons come. And Balaram, make sure your younger brother eats his meal, takes his tiffin on time. And make sure he drinks water. So in Balaram's relationship, or loving service towards Krishna, of course he's friend. He's his coward boyfriend, his brother, his older brother, but it's also mixed with Vatsalya Bhav, with the mood of a parent. There is mixture of rasas here, and it's conducive. There's Dasya Ras, Sakya Ras, and Vatsalya mixing together in Balaram in his dealings. Of course, there's also Madhurya. He expresses his Madhurya feature of serving Krishna when he expands his Ladini Shakti aspect. When Balaram expands his Ladini Shakti aspect, that takes a particular form to become Radharani's younger sister. So as Balaram, he's Krishna's older brother. But in Ladini Shakti and Madhura Rati, then Balaram expands his Ladini Shakti into the form of Anangamanjari. And Anangamanjari becomes the younger sister of Radharani to serve Krishna and also Radha. So this in Krishna Leela, Balaram is looking after Krishna. He's looking after his younger brother. But when we come into Gaur Leela, now Balaram is being looked after by Mahaprabhu. The roles reverse. Mahaprabhu is actually younger. He's quite a bit younger than Nittai, maybe 10 years or 15 years younger than Lord Nityananda. So by age, Nityananda is superior. But by behavior, is in Balya Bhav. He's acting like a two-year-old. And Lord Chaitanya is about 20 or 18, 20 at this time. And Nittai is about 35, and he's acting like 2 years old. So Mahaprabhu is adopting the posture of the older brother, the protector, like the father. Hey, what is this? Come on. So he takes off the cloth from his head. I don't know if that means turban or whatever. Some kind of cloth was on his head. It says the cloth from his head. Usually the cloth from the head would be pagri or turban. But the translation, it just says he takes the cloth from his head. What does it say? Mastakera vas. Nija mastakera. Mastakera vas. The covering. Vas means covering. Covering his own head. So some turban or whatever he's wearing. So this is very interesting, that the exchange of roles in different leelas. Apane lapilatana anga devya gande sheshe malya paripona dilena shriyange. After that, Lord Nimai, or Nimai Pandit, he smeared sandalwood paste on the transcendental body of Nityananda, and he offered him a flower garland. Vasite dilena nija samukhe asan. Stuti kari prabhu shune sarva bhaktagan. Vishwambar offered Nityananda an asan to sit on in front of him. Then Vishwambar offered prayers, stuti kari, while all the devotees attentively listened. Shune sarva bhaktagan. So here we find the Lord worshipping his devotees. He's doing puja. He's doing puja to Nityananda. So he's worshipping Nityananda, who is, of course, always in the role of his devotee and serving him. So he's not saying, oh, Nityananda, you're so foolish, you're acting like a child, you're coming here with no clothes, why don't you go back to Srivasa's house, don't you know how to behave? He's not reprimanding him or scolding him. He's not trying to correct him. He's simply, okay, this is your leela. Okay, I laugh. Ha ha, very nice. But let me worship you. So he's worshiping. This is the great happiness of the Lord, is to worship his devotees. The devotee finds great happiness. He finds great happiness in worshiping his Lord, bringing all types of paraphernalia, working very hard to grind sandalwood, to make chandan sandalwood paste for chandan yatra for 21 days, grinding sandalwood put on the Lord's body to keep him cool and fresh during the hot season. And the Lord enjoys very much. And then, he enjoys receiving the service. The devotee enjoys serving the Lord. But then the Lord, he finds equal pleasure in serving his devotees. And this is an example. He's, rather than criticizing or rebuking or reprimanding Nittai, he's worshiping him. He says, yes, your activities, your pranks, your Balyabhav Leela, it is worshipable. It is worshipable. Aradya Bhagavan Brichay Shatanyos. This is Aradya. This is, you're to be worshipped. Please. I'm not going to spank you or reprimand you. What is this? Again you're coming naked? Before I was sitting with Vishnu Priya and relaxing with her, and then you came in naked. Now again you're coming naked? What is this? Two strikes, three strikes, you're out. And say. But he's not doing like that. Oh, again you've come naked? Oh, very good. Please sit down in asan. Now let me, oh, Vishnu Priya, chandan, chandan nedo. Give me some chandan. So now, because we offer chandan to a respected guest, Argya, Padya, Argya, chandan. So this is when a very exalted, a respected guest comes. We wash his feet, etat padyam, and then we offer argyam, some auspicious articles to wash the hands or place over the head to refresh the body after walking, coming long distance. Then we offer chandan, idam su chandanam. So here, Mahaprabhu is offering puja to Nityananda as an exalted guest, as a great personality. Of course he is. He's Lord Balaram Nityananda. He's personally offering. And then everyone knows when there's puja, there's also puja and pat, or puja and stuti. There's also stava and stuti when doing puja. And Jiva Goswami goes on to say that if we simply do mum or moan puja, puja without making any sound, or no bija mantras, and no other mantras. And what to speak of? He's saying if puja is just done, you do the puja, and the puja is not mixed with the Hare Krishna mantra. And this is in Bhakti Sandarbha. He said the Lord doesn't accept it. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, there's a special feature. And this is what Jiva Goswami is presenting in Bhakti Sandarbha. When we, the followers of Bhakti Sandarbha, the followers of Jiva Goswami, the followers of Mahaprabhu, when we're doing Murti Puja, Archana, then if we're simply doing the puja, because in other Vaishnava Sampradayas, they will do puja, and they will just chant the Stapanam, Omastrayapat, they'll do mudras and Stapanam mantras, and then they'll do Bija mantras and offer and the Dravya mantra, the Bija mantra, and then they'll offer the articles. And then maybe later, after the puja, they will chant the Rig Veda, or Samaveda, or Purusha Shukta. But Jiva Goswami is telling that the puja, when we're doing puja, it should be mixed with the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then it will be satisfying to the Lord. Because it's told in other places that in the particular age that one appears in, whatever age you're living in, that is the avatar that should be worshipped by the people. So the avatar, the Kali Yuga avatar, is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Chana avatar. So in this age, although in previous ages people did puja and elaborate archan and deity worship in Treta Yuga, in Dwapara Yuga, but in this age, puja still also goes on, but this is the age of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He's a Kali Yuga avatar for the Kali Yuga, and he is propagating the Hare Krishna mantra. So puja, archan, murti puja, and archan in the Kali Yuga has an extra feature that it should be mixed with this maha mantra, like this Bhakti Sundarva is telling this. So Mahaprabhu has done puja of Nityananda, sitting him on asan, idam asanam, right? This is also part of puja. Prabhu kripya sukatam karu, idam asanam, tling krishnaya namaha, tling nishinaya namaha. Prabhu kripya, oh please, be merciful, come Prabhu, please sit on this swagatam, swagatam, idam asanam. So Mahaprabhu is saying, idam asanam, tling nityanandaya namaha. He's not so formal, he's not chanting all the bija mantras, but he's offering asana, he's doing puja, now he's offering stuti. So he's doing a full worship of the Lord. And what were all the devotees doing? Shrine Sarva Bhaktagan. They were all attentively listening. They're all attentively listening to the prayers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the stuti and prayers that he was offering to Lord Nityananda. Now, what were those prayers? Does anyone know those prayers? Vrindavan Das Thakur, he knows those prayers, and now he's going to tell us the prayers that Lord Chaitanya offered after the worship of Lord Nityananda. Nama Nityananda Tumi Rupe Nityananda E Tumi Nityananda Rama Murti Manta. Mahaprabhu Vishambhar said, your name is Nityananda. Your form is Nityananda, full of eternal bliss. You are directly Lord Balaram, Ram Murti Manta. Ram, you're the Murti of Ram. It doesn't mean Ramachandra, because Ram is often used in 10th canto. The word Ram is used to describe Balaram or Baladev. The purport. While offering prayers to Nityananda, Mahaprabhu said, your name is Nityananda, and your form is directly Nityananda, eternal bliss. The flow of bliss is never checked in you. You are directly Lord Balaram. Lord Chaitanya goes on. Nityananda Pariyatana Bhojan Vibhara Nityananda Bina Kichu Nahika Tomara. Nityananda, your traveling, your eating, and your dealings are all full of eternal bliss. There is never any diminution in your enjoyment of eternal bliss. So Mahaprabhu is saying, O Nityananda, there is no interruption of bliss in your traveling, eating, and all varieties of behavior. So obviously, Nityananda is fully Krishna conscious. He's fully Krishna conscious. As Prabhupada said, if someone is Krishna conscious, they'll always be joyful. And as anyone who's ever traveled, if you travel, like some people got in a boat the other day and went to Mamagachi. So were you all blissful? Maybe fearful? Afraid of drowning? Afraid the boat would tip over? So when we travel, usually we're not so blissful. It's rather austere or painful or fills us with anxiety and late or fast or bumpy. But is eating okay? We can relate to that. When Lord Nityananda was eating, he was blissful. But in all his dealings, he was simply dealing. He was a dealer. He was a dealer in bliss, a bliss dealer. And they have car dealers. People sell cars. They sell automobiles. A car dealer. Dealer means a wala, like you say wala. Full wala, foul wala, subji wala. Or here, I don't know what you say. Becha, kola becha, I don't know, becha. In Hindi, they say wala. What do you say in Bengali, bangla? Like we say, sabji wala. You say sabji wala or you say what? Wala. Oh, it's like kola vecha. Kola vecha, sridhar. Kol means banana. He was a seller of bananas. Kola vecha. Kola vecha sridhar. And incidentally, he's Mata Mangal. Mata Mangal is always very fond of eating bananas. Very interesting parallel. Whenever Krishna and Mata Mangal and Sridham or Subal would come to Radhakund together in Madhyan Leela, then Krishna would become occupied with some higher engagement. So then he would tell Brindadevi, Brindadevi, why don't you take Mata Mangal and Subal out to the banana patch? Let them go to the banana patch where all the bananas, let them go there and eat bananas and sleep and pass their time, because I'm a little busy over here in Nikunja. So he would dispatch Mata Mangal and Sridham and Subal to the banana patch. So that Mata Mangal is the same as Kolavesha Sridhar, who was always selling bananas, and Lord Nimai was stealing bananas from his banana patch. So this is the prayers. He says that you're traveling, you're eating, and all your dealings are full of bliss. So you can see, there's some, oftentimes, we may be blissful when we take prasadam, and we may be blissful when we travel, if we're traveling to the Holy Dham. If you're in America or Europe or Russia, and you're going to Navadvip, after 8 months of being outside of Navadvip, you may be a little blissful. Maybe a little, I'm going to Navadvip, I'm going to Vrindavan. Maybe a little blissful. But when it comes to dealings with one another, then maybe we're not so blissful. It says Nityananda. His dealings, pariyatam, vibhara. When we deal with one another, we communicate with one another, we behave with one another, we may not be so blissful. Sometimes we become offensive, or we become envious, or become proud, or fault-finding. So if this is some tendency within our heart, some obstacle in our heart, that our dealings are not very sweet or very blissful, then we can pray to the distributor of blissful dealings. He's the distributor of blissful dealings with others. He's a happy person. Nityananda was a happy person, and he dealt very happily with others. So Nityananda's mercy is all unlimited. It's rather unlimited. So we can pray to Nityananda, oh Nityananda, you're so blissful and you're so merciful. You're blissful and you're merciful. And you change the hearts. You can change the heart. The most vile and despicable and degraded hearts, you can change by your influence, by your mercy. I saw how you changed the heart of Madhai. Jagai wasn't so bad, but Madhai was very bad. Madhai. Mud in his eye. Mud means mitti, right? Clay. Madhai. He had mud in his eye. His vision was very dirty. His heart was very dirty. That was just like a joke. But Madhavananda became Madhai, and Jagannanda became Jagai, two Brahmins that became so degraded. But Lord Nityananda, he blissfully gave his mercy. He was blissful. Hey, Jagai, Madhai, Chan, Hare Krishna. He was blissful. And they threw a pot at him, and he was still blissful. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to kill them. And Lord Nityananda was still blissful. He said, no, don't. Just remove their demoniac mentality. So we see that Nityananda, his bliss is so all-pervasing that, and he's so powerful, he can change the most despicable heart into a pure heart. And then Jagai and Madhai, after that mercy of Nityananda was received, and all their sins were taken by Mahaprabhu, they became so sweet. Jagai and Madhai became so sweet in their dealings, and so blissful in their dealings. They built a bathing ghat. Jagai Madhai got down here, or the Barakana got, and Mahaprabhu got down the road a piece on the bank of the Ganga. And they started blissfully, they were cleaning the ghat every day and wringing out the gumshas for the devotees and serving them and giving them tilak and all kinds of sevas they were doing, very blissfully and happily. So this is a shelter for us to pray to Lord Nityananda, that we can be also very blissful and happy in our dealings, especially with the devotees. Tomare bujite shakti manushjera kota parama susatya tumi jata krishna tata. Vishnubhar prays more. His stutis. How can human beings understand you, Nittai? It is a fact that you are present wherever Krishna is. Chaitanjara rasa nityananda mahamati jay balena jay karena sarvatra sammati. That was the end of the prayers. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur speaks. The most magnanimous Nityananda is absorbed in ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya. So whatever he speaks or does is always approved by the Lord. So all his dealings, the backing of all the dealings of Nityananda, they're backed by love. This is the backing. So the Lord Chaitanya is approving that. He may appear to do some funny things, but the Lord is not finding any fault with those funny things because he's absorbed in love for Lord Chaitanya. And just in 2 minutes, I want to comment on this point that oftentimes in the Vaishnava Samaj, there's a great confusion about what is aparad and what is not aparad. In terms of Vaishnava aparad, in some places, in some temples I've been to, everyone is so preoccupied with this idea of aparad. I'm not saying here because I'm not very much staying here to know the situation, but other temples where I've spent more time, not here. And the devotees say, you made aparad. And they're always speaking like this, oh, that's aparad. You took my mahaprasad, that's aparad. You made aparad, you ate my mahaprasad. They use the term very loosely and very incorrectly. So, in one sense, some of the behavior that Lord Nityananda was doing was what we consider even immoral. It's immoral, it's irreligious, it's sinful to appear naked. In Manu Samhita, this is one of the sins, to not cover the lower part of the body. Even the most primitive cultures, Adivasis, Abos, whatever they call it, Abos, Adivasis, people live in the, American Indians, and people live in the jungle, and so-called primitive people, they always cover the lower part of their body, men and the women. They may have nothing up here, women may have nothing up here, but the lower part is always covered. Even they understand this principle of human life, even their so-called uncultured or Adivasis or whatever. But this principle they understand. So it's a great sin to have the body completely naked. So in one sense, Nityananda was perpetrating what was called a sin, which of course, obviously, sin is an offense. But Lord Chaitanya, he didn't find any offense. He didn't find any offense. Of course, this is the Lord's Leela, and it can't be imitated. And he's beyond. He who makes the laws is also beyond all the laws. He's a powerful person. But in terms of drawing a point for our understanding, is that Lord Chaitanya is appreciating that he's saying here, he was always absorbed in love, in ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya rasa nityananda mahamati. So the position of the heart of a Vaishnava, what is the position of his heart in terms of how he actually feels and thinks about the other devotees? He may do externally something, say something funny, or maybe speak some hard words, or even appear to get angry. That doesn't mean it's an offense. And it doesn't mean the Lord has taken that as an offense. Maybe he's a temple commander, but he doesn't have hatred. He actually has love, appreciation, and gratitude for the Vaishnavas that he's under, that he's controlling if he's a leader. He actually has this proper sambhav, this proper bhav, this loving mood. But in the course of his service, he has to speak, hey, you stupid, why did you do that? Why did you crash the temple car? You should behave yourself. Don't you know how to drive? And then that devotee who drove like that, oh, he's offending me. It's not offense. It's not offense at all. You're just speaking firmly because you crashed Krishna's property. You broke the car by your crazy, careless driving. So we should be very careful to start branding everyone. Oh, you offended me. You're offensive. You're an offender. You're an aparadi. Wait. It's a lot harder to make an aparad than you think. The most important thing is the position of the heart. Just like the mother, sometimes she slaps. the child misbehaves and she slaps the child. Well, that's a love slap. She's slapping him and it hurts. But she's not envious of the child. She doesn't hate the child. She loves the child absolutely and completely. And she wants all good for the child. But sometimes a slap is needed. A crack in the face or whatever. But then a dacoit comes to rob your house and he slaps you. He starts slapping you in the face. But he has hatred in his heart. In fact, he doesn't even care if he slaps you so hard you die. The mother's not going to slap the child to death. She'll give a love slap, a corrective slap. But the same dacoit comes in to rob you, and he's also slapping you. Hey, just taunt, taunt, and taunt, and he hits you hard enough, you die. Cracks your head. So it's the same slapping, but the heart is in a different position. The position of the heart of the dacoit, if I slap you and you die, if I kill you, who cares? I don't care. So this is the most important thing. Devotees get so much aparad phobia. Oh, aparad, oh, aparad, oh. You know, the main thing is correct the position of our heart. Our heart, we should be in a very loving mood. What is our loving mood towards the devotee? Feel grateful and appreciate them. Not be envious. Remove envy from the heart. And then there may be some hard dealings or, oh, you stole my Mahaprasad. Okay, you stole it. If someone steals your Mahaprasad, it's not an offense. It's not written anywhere. It's an offense to steal Mahaprasad. But if you think, it is an offense to not feel happy when you see a Vaishnava. There's six kinds of offenses. One offense is to not feel happy upon seeing a Vaishnava. So that means offense is all about the heart. Another offense is to speak badly about a Vaishnava. And that bad speaking is because of envy. So the heart condition determines whether it's an aparad. If you're speaking out of envy, if you're pushing or acting out of envy and out of hatred, that's aparad. So this is a very fine point, but it's very important to understand. Do we genuinely love each other and love the devotees, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis? And sometimes, due to our own nature, we have a little passionate nature or whatever, some anger is there. We may get a little angry. The mother gets angry. Ah! She's yelling this, that, the other thing. And an hour later, she's cooking a lunch for the son. Cooking, oh, what would you like? Would you like urd dal or mung dal? Oh, I want mung dal. Everything forgotten. But for the moment, she's like a tempest. She's like a tufan. Ah, ta, 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 ho. So devotees may temporarily flare up like a tufan. But if in our heart we're always carrying and harboring envy, 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 like a viper, there's always a viper or a cobra, sarp, in our heart, that has to be removed. That will take us to hell. That will destroy our bhakti. So one should examine the heart position and not be so aparad hyper. Oh, you made aparad, you made aparad. I hear some, you fell down, you made aparad. Hey, you made aparad, hey. Don't you understand? She made aparad. If I'm envious of her, then I think she made aparad. So I'm saying it, but she didn't make any aparad. But my envy is the aparad is my envy. The aparad is actually my envy, or my own tendency to fault find. That's the aparad. And usually the people that are always saying, you made aparad, she made aparad, they themselves are the aparadis. They should actually adjust their hearts because their hearts are out of adjustment. So they're saying, oh, you made aparad, you offended me. Oh, you offended me. Acha. First, look inside and see what's the situation with your heart. Why are you so have this problem? So this is nice, and Lord Nityananda is acting very strangely, offensively, and according to the Shastras, in one sense, sinfully, running around naked, he's taking Mahaprasad, such he offers him Mahaprasad from their Narayan deity, Sandesh, it's Mahaprasad, she's not offering him Bhoga, and he throws it across the room, what's this, Sandesh? That's offensive. To throw Prasadam on the floor is offensive. Of course, if you're a baby, it's not offensive. But he's 35 years old, but he's in the bob of a baby. But he knows his bob, but Nisashi doesn't. Hey, You threw the sandesh on the floor. What is it?
So that's an offense. Throwing Krishna on the floor. But his mentality, he was not envious or, oh, like some demon. Sometimes a demon, you give him prasad. What is this prasad? Then he's envious of the Lord. He throws it on the floor. He also throws the prasad on the floor. Or he takes a book out of your hand. I remember at the airport, I was distributing a book to someone. I thought they were a nice person. They looked okay, well-dressed. And I hand him the book. He says, oh, Krishna book. You know, this or that. And immediately he ripped it up. And he threw it on the ground. And he put his foot on the book. And like this with his foot, with his shoe, and rubbed the book on the floor. And I just bent down to pick up the book, and he kicked me in the head with his other foot. And I picked up the book, and I touched my head, and I prayed to the Lord. I said, please forgive this fool. Because that's what a kind of sin. Such an envious demon. Rips the book in half, then throws it on the floor of the airport, and steps on it. Where will he go in next life? He'll go between these... And go to hell where those steel rollers, they're steel, like cane juice, ganaras, those steel rollers they have. I mean, the electric machines, they have these big rollers. So they have a big machine like that, a human juicer. And they put in these demons, go inside these, it's called manushras, ganaras. Ganaras means cane juice, ganaras, so it's manuras. Rust of human beings, they put them inside, and then again and again and again. This is where these type of offenders go. So this means his heart is in a very bad position. As soon as he sees a book, he wants to offend it. So we have to check the position of our heart and be a little bit more cooperative with each other and don't immediately accuse each other of, oh, you're an offender, this, that. Increase our love for Krishna, increase our love for the devotees, and all behavior, natural behavior and perfect behavior will emanate from that loving sentiment within the heart. Sri Chaitanya Bhagavad Ki Jai.